This is the Nations Conspire channel. Welcome to today's show. A few weeks ago, I covered Google's Gemini 2.0. And today I need to cover Project Astra, which is Google's personal AI assistant. And I want to thank a subscriber on the website, A Warrior, who shared this over in the forum. And I want to thank everybody over on the website for all the great stuff that you guys share and keeping not just myself, but everybody informed of what's going on in the real world and this advancement we're seeing in this demonic technology and how it's being normalized. So thanks again to A Warrior. Now, I'm going to play for you in a few minutes this ad that Google is airing for Astra, and you will see just how dependent our society has become on technology. Literally, instead of actually using their own minds, everybody is using technology as their brain. In fact, as you'll see in this commercial I'm going to play in a few minutes, you'll even see how people are using their technology to remember things like passwords to get into their apartments, passwords for their alarms. They can't remember anything, and they can't think freely anymore. And of course, we see this around us every single day, right? When you ask somebody a question, where do they find their answer? Well, they find it in a Google search. It shows you how we've transitioned into this hive mind, into this internet of bodies where every single answer can be found on the internet. And this is one step closer to humans and machines becoming one. That's what this is all about. And the more time that goes by that people become more dependent on technology, the closer they're going to be able to implement this on society. Whereas 10 years ago, if I told you that people would be getting Neuralinks and would be doing these things to their bodies, mixing themselves with machines, you would have said it's like a sci-fi movie and it's insane. Of course, all those sci-fi movies that have shown us this over the years have used it as a form of predictive programming. And now we're getting to the point where people think that this is cool, this is neat. And in fact, all it takes is someone like Elon Musk to align himself with a supposed Christian like Donald Trump, who of course is not, to get people who are Christian to be on board with this technology. They don't realize how dependent they are on technology and how everything is going to run through it. So this new thing, remember with the Gemini I talked about, now we're talking is how they're advertising, right? Google Gemini, now we're talking. They're talking about the demons. And soon they're going to be using human bodies, if not already, as the vessels, as the hosts for the entity. So look closely at how they're doing this with Project Astra. The word Astra is a supernatural weapon in Hinduism that is imbued with occult and spiritual powers. The term Astra comes from the literal meaning of the word weapon, okay? Here are some details about Astra, summoning. Astras are summoned by saying a specific incantation or invocation to invoke a deity's energy. The deity then gives the weapon supernatural powers. And what we're seeing with this technology, whether it's Gemini, whether it's Astra, whether it's what we just saw with Apple and the iPhone using Apple Intelligence, right? And what is Apple Intelligence's logo? It is the seal of Babylon, the seal from the Scarlet Great Mother of Abominations that Aleister Crowley used in the Book of the Law. They're showing us this stuff through the logos, through the names of this technology and how they're naming it right in front of our faces. So Astra, it's literally saying that Astras can be summoned by saying a specific invocation to invoke a deity's energy. The deity then gives the weapon supernatural powers because this stuff with technology that we're seeing is supernatural, okay? Project Astra, think about this as well. What we know about Aleister Crowley and the law of reversals, right? They're taught, Satanists are taught to learn to do everything backwards. They have to walk backwards, talk backwards. This has to do with things like backmaskings because everything they do is an inversion, right? So if you look at the term Project Astra, what is it inverted? Astra Project, or very close to astral projection, right? Astral projection, a spiritual practice where a person believes they are intentionally leaving their physical body, often while asleep or meditating, to travel in a non-physical realm called the astral plane, essentially experiencing an out-of-body experience through a subtle body known as the astral body. This practice is considered by many to be a way to access deeper spiritual insights or expanded consciousness through science largely, though science largely views it as a phenomenon related to dreams or altered states of mind. And of course, we know about all the CIA operations with astral projection and even Project Stargate, where the government admits to doing these experiments with human beings and being able to do things like remote viewing. So I'm going to play for you this ad. It is frightening. There's a lot of things that are frightening about it. Just thinking about the human race and how dependent people are to answer every single question, whether it's even what could I buy for my friend because they can't even think one thought on their own. That's what we've gotten to, where they can't even think of, hey, I'm going to get a present for my girlfriend. Let me ask the Google Assistant what to get. And they market this like it's a good thing, like it's a great thing, right? Where we're so dependent on technology that we can't live without technology. And remember, when it comes to this technology, eventually this technology gets inside of your body. The next step with this is having it implanted into your body. Humans are going to be vessels for demons, okay? Human becomes a conduit for the demon's power and actions. And this technology is needed inside of the human's body. Also keep in mind, as they go through this clip with Google Astra, they even show you right in your face how obvious all this stuff is. When they go to what looks like a park, which is called My World and Your World. It's supposedly art, but it's not really art. It's something designed by witch Eva Rothschild of the Rothschild family. So here is the commercial that Google is airing, and it sums up what we're seeing from the human race.
We've got a Pixel phone loaded with the latest test build of Project Astra, and we're going to leave the office to test it around London.
I've got this email with apartment info. Can you tell me the door code and remember it?
I'll remember the door code for you. It is 1170. To unlock it, enter the code and then press the unlock button.
Based on these symbols, how should I wash this?
The tag shows to machine wash at 30 degrees Celsius. Avoid bleach and tumble drying, iron on low, and dry cleanable.
Then what setting should I use on this machine?
Based on the laundry instructions of 30 degrees Celsius, select the 30 setting under Easy Care on the dial.
I've got this list of recommendations. Can you tell me a bit about some of them?
I can search for these places for you. Cold Drops Yard is a shopping destination with unique industrial design. Luminary Bakery is a social enterprise bakery. And Tate Modern is a modern and contemporary art museum.
Now we're going to try Project Astra out on the street. Let's see what it can do.
I've always said scone, but now I'm hearing people say scone. Can you help me with the pronunciation?
It's a fascinating topic, the pronunciation of scone. Both scone rhyming with gone and scone rhyming with bone are accepted pronunciations, though regional variations exist.
What can you tell me about this sculpture?
The sculpture you're seeing is called My World and Your World by Eva Rothschild, located in Lewis Cubitt Park in London.
What kind of themes does her work explore?
She creates abstract sculptures that invite viewers to interact with and interpret their surroundings in new ways.
Would these do well if I planted them back home?
Mountain fleece can grow well in New York. They prefer full sun to partial shade and moist, well-drained soil. So your garden in New York should be a good fit for these flowers.
I'm trying to get a gift for my friend, and this is everything she's been reading. How would you describe her taste in books?
Based on these titles, your friend seems to enjoy a mix of history, biography, and perhaps a touch of political or social commentary.
I picked some of these out. Any idea which one she'd like the most?
Consider Half of a Yellow Sun for its exploration of complex social and political issues within a historical setting, aligning with her interest in narratives that offer insight into significant periods.
Will that bus take me anywhere near Chinatown?
Yes, it does. The 24 bus route goes through Leicester Square, which is very close to Chinatown.
Are there any landmarks on the way?
Riding the number 24 bus, notable landmarks you will likely encounter are Westminster Abbey, Big Ben, and Trafalgar Square.
I also met up with some friends to test out the multilingual capabilities.
Est-ce que tu peux me dire quelque chose d'intéressant à propos de ces lanternes?
Bien sûr, je peux vous parler des lanternes. Les lanternes que vous voyez font partie de la porte d'entrée de Chinatown à Londres. Elles ont une signification culturelle pour les Chinois et sont souvent utilisées pendant les célébrations et les festivals.
இத பத்தி வேற ஏதாவது சொல்ல முடியுங்களா?
நிச்சயமாக. இது லண்டனில் உள்ள சைனா டவுன் நுழைவாயில். இது ஒரு குறிப்பிடத்தக்க அடையாளமாகும். இது அந்த பகுதியின் கலாச்சார முக்கியத்துவத்தை குறிக்கிறது.
Now I'm using these prototype glasses to test Project Astra hands-free.
Can you check if it's going to rain anytime soon?
It looks like it is currently mostly sunny in London. Rain is expected tonight from around 10 p.m. until tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Hey, what's that park next to me?
The park looks to be Primrose Hill, known for its panoramic city views and the notable Shakespeare's tree.
Can you check if I can bike in there?
It appears that cycling is actually banned within Primrose Hill itself, although it is permitted in nearby areas and the rest of Regent's Park.
I'm biking back to Camden. Can you check if there's any supermarkets along the way?
There's a Sainsbury's on Camden Road, a Morrison's on Chalk Farm Road, and an M&S Simply Food on Camden High Street.
What was the door code again?
The door code you saved previously is 1170.
Oh, thanks. That works.
So when most people see that, you would think that most people would be frightened when they see that. But of course, the majority of people see that and they think that it's cool. They think that it's great. They think it's so wonderful that more and more things can be done by their phone. And that's what the plan has been from the get-go. More and more things can be done by the technology and less things can be done by you. And then in the same sentence, these people who are creating this technology, again, fallen angel technology, which was given to them, in the same breath, in the same sentence, they're saying that soon humans won't even be needed. Soon humans will be obsolete. And these same brain dead people walk around nodding their head saying, cool, can I get my next phone? Is there an upgrade on my phone? Wow, what are the new features? Every time they release one of these phones, all you see is everybody talking online about the features. Can it do this? Wait, it could do what now? Oh, I could literally, get directions through my retina now. I could put the Google glasses on and ride around on a bicycle. I'll see the words on the screen. It'll tell me where to turn, what to do. I could talk to it while I'm riding the bike. And of course, the next step is that implanted in you. These wearable technology is all being done to condition you into implanting the tech inside of you. If they didn't do it this way, and nobody knew about what the end game was, which was to get it inside of you, and they just said from day one, hey, we have this new thing called a phone and it's going in your body, zero people would get it. They've conditioned everyone over 20 years to be more and more dependent. It just started off where you had a phone, you went out with a phone in case somebody needed you, there was an emergency, you could call them. Then it turned into, well, you could text. Then it turned into everything from there, right? You can now access the internet on your phone. You can now do all sorts of things on your phone, communicate with people on your phone. You can FaceTime on your phone. It kept going and going and going. And now we're at a point where the phone is supposed to be a convenience, but the reality of the matter is the phone is trying to get inside of you. Just like they talked about at the World Economic Forum, that 6G, the next level of phones after 2030, will be implanted at the same time they're talking about the Neuralink. You could see how frightening this is because they're going to tell people that, look, all these phones are now obsolete. To run on the newest network, you're going to have it in your body. What are these people going to do when they don't have a choice, when they no longer could walk around with it in their hand? When they say, look, just like with 4G, remember they had 4G and they told everybody, you got to upgrade to 5G, your 4G phone's going to be disconnected. We'll give you a free one, but you got to come get a smartphone. People didn't have a choice. It's either live with it or don't live with it. And the smart people said, screw it. I don't need it anymore. Well, when it comes to this, this is the next step. When they start saying, look, you're doing everything through your phone. Everything, every day. You've become so dependent on your phone, you're doing everything. You can't even pick out what to eat for breakfast without your Google Assistant. This is the next phase now, okay? Can't even make a decision without the phone. When they tell you that, look, the next step is to get it in your body. We can't run on this like this anymore. These networks don't work anymore. They're too slow. These people have a choice to make. And they're so obsessed. It is an addiction beyond anything we've ever seen that these people will choose to get this technology inside of their bodies. They will choose the mark of the beast. So again, just to summarize what this was, what you saw, this is Project Astra from Google, who just released Google Gemini AI. This is the AI assistant called Project Astra. Astra means spiritual powers and weapon, and summoning Astras are summoned by saying specific spells or invocations, which invoke a deity's energy. The deity then gives the weapon supernatural powers, telling you that these things are named after supernatural abilities, having supernatural power, literally creating types of, you know, what we've seen as superheroes in movies. That's how it's going to be marketed to you. And you're not even going to realize this is due to demonic possession. Demonic possession. And then, of course, the law of reversals, when it comes to the term Project Astra, sounds a lot like astral projection, which is a spiritual practice where a person believes they are intentionally leaving the physical body, often while asleep or meditating. Doesn't that seem a lot like what's happening with technology? Well, people certainly aren't in their, I mean, they might be in their physical body, but their brain certainly isn't. They're literally in a sleep state 24/7 with this technology in their hands. You could walk around these people and see them. You could talk to them while they're doing stuff on their phones. They don't even hear you because they're not even in the same realm anymore. This is the physical realm and the spiritual realm merging together. So that's Project Astra. Thanks again to A Warrior for sharing that video with me, that horrifying video. I mean, that's like, to me, it's like watching, for people out there that think this technology is cool, they'd be the same people who'd be afraid of, like, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street or Friday the 13th. To me, right there, that clip that you saw, that's worse than any horror movie I've ever seen. I thank everybody for being here. Hope you're all well. God bless you and your families, as always.